What Bobby wanted to do was go back to the house and talk to Ted about Lord of the Flies. Broke, Sully said sadly. That's a sad fact, Jack. I'd pay your way, but I've only got 35 cents myself. Don't sweat it. Hey, where's your bolo bouncer? Sully looked sadder than ever. Rubber band snapped. Gone to bolo heaven, I guess. Bobby snickered. Bolo heaven, that was a pretty funny idea. Gonna buy a new one? I doubt it. There's a magic kit in Woolworths that I want. 60 different tricks, it says on the box. I wouldn't mind being a magician when I grow up, Bobby. You know it. Travel around with a carnival or a circus. Wear a black suit and a top hat. I'd pull rabbits and shit out of the hat. The rabbits would probably shit in your hat, Bobby said. Sully grinned. But I'd be a cool bastard, wouldn't I? Love to be at anything. He got up. Sure you don't want to come along? You could probably sneak in past Godzilla. Hundreds of kids showed up for the Saturday shows at the Empire, which usually consisted of a creature feature, 8 or 9 cartoons, previews of coming attractions, and the movie talk news. Mrs. Godlow went nuts trying to get them to stand in line and shut up, not understanding that on Saturday afternoon you couldn't get even basically well-behaved kids to act like they were in school. She was also obsessed by the conviction that dozens of kids over 12 were trying to enter at the under-12 rate. Mrs. G would have demanded a birth certificate for the Saturday matinees, as well as the Bridget Bardot double features had she been allowed. Lacking the authority to do that, she settled for barking, "What year you born?" to any kid over 5.5 feet. With all that going on, you could sometimes sneak past her quite easily, and there was no ticket ripper on Saturday afternoons. But Bobby didn't want giant scorpions today. He had spent the last week with more realistic monsters, many of whom had probably looked pretty much like him. "Nah, I think I'd just hang around," Bobby said. "Okay." Sully John scrummed a few apple blossoms out of his black hair, then looked solemnly at Bobby. "Call me a cool bastard, Big Bob." "Sully, you're one cool bastard." "Yes!" Sully John leaped skyward, punching at the air and laughing. "Yes, I am a cool bastard today, a great big cool bastard of a magician tomorrow. Pow!" Bobby collapsed against the back of the bench, legs outstretched, sneakers toed in, laughing hard. S.J. was just so funny when he got going. Sully started away, then turned back. "Man, you know what? I saw a couple of weird guys when I came into the park." "What was weird about them?" Sully John shook his head, looking puzzled. "Don't know," he said. "Don't really know." Then he headed off, singing At the Hop. It was one of his favorites. Bobby liked it, too. Danny and the juniors were great. Bobby opened the paperback Ted had given him. It was now looking exceedingly well-thumbed, and read the last couple of pages again, the part where the adults finally showed up. He began to ponder it again, happy or sad. And Sully John slipped from his mind. It occurred to him later that if S.J. had happened to mention that the weird guys he'd seen were wearing yellow coats, some things might have been quite different later on.